I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A mosque outside the Palestinian city of Ramallah was vandalized last night. It was the latest in a series of attacks by suspected Jewish extremists. The Israeli government has announced new legal measures to crack down on those responsible. The World's Matthew Bell has the latest from Jerusalem.
This was the second arson attack of its kind in the last 2 days. The day before, an ancient, unused mosque in a Jewish section of Jerusalem was vandalized. Last night, it happened in a Palestinian village called Birka. The carpet and chairs were burned, and there was Hebrew graffiti spray-painted on a wall that said, "War." Village council head Abu Mohammed said the culprits came at 4 in the morning. He said men heading to the mosque for morning prayers saw smoke coming out of the windows, and he accused Jewish settlers of attacking the village in the hope of scaring them off the land. But he added, "We will never leave." The mosque attack is thought to be the latest in a string of so-called price tag revenge attacks by Jewish settlers. These typically target Palestinian property or even the Israeli army for what some right-wing activists see as examples of their government selling out the settlements. Early this morning, Israeli bulldozers demolished two illegal structures just outside a Jewish settlement in the northern West Bank. The demolition came at a time of especially high tensions between settlers and the army. Early this week, around 50 settlers and right-wing activists broke into an Israeli army base and slashed tires, broke windows, and threw rocks. Michael Ben-Ari, a lawmaker and outspoken supporter of the settlements, surveyed the scene at the settlement after the bulldozers had left, and he had some harsh words for the government. Ben-Ari blamed the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak for stoking hatred and discontent. He said enforcement of building regulations must be equal. The government is harassing Jews, he said, while Arabs can build freely. Israel's President Shimon Peres today made a public plea for calm. Peres condemned the mosque attack and the recent spate of violence against the Israeli army. He said a small group of people are to blame, but he said they pose a threat to the state of Israel. The whole Middle East is burning right now, Peres said. This is no time to pour oil on the fire. Yesterday, the Israeli Prime Minister announced several measures to crack down on Jewish extremists, those suspected of violence against Israeli soldiers or army property, or committing other so-called price tag attacks, could face detention without trial. They might also be sent to military courts. Several suspected right-wing activists were detained this week. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.